Okay, let's see here. Looks like David's calling us from Olympia. Is that correct?
That is correct, Dr. Wright. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, sir.
I'm a green medicine newsletter reader here for the last few quarters. I really enjoy the information in there, so thank you very much.
Well, thank you, sir.
I think it was last week, one day, I heard you talking about Tea Builder.
Yes, sir.
And I looked it up on the website, and I looked at all the ingredients, and I noticed that a lot of those, every herbal in there that I looked up, I did a little research, you know, a little internet research for what that's worth. And all of them seem to have beneficial things for women as well.
Darndest thing, isn't it? Yes, sir.
Is that not so? Would it be okay for my wife to take Tea Builder?
Well, sure would, because what nature does and creation, whatever we'd like to credit, and I like to credit both, what is done is when a woman ingests anything that relates to testosterone, her body mostly turns it into estrogen and leaves a little bit behind. And for most women, if all that natural programming is correct, what do you know? They'll end up with the right proportions of testosterone and estrogen. So even if it did build her testosterone, a lot of it would land in the estrogen column. That's just the way nature and creation is for babies.
Well, I have a belief that she's low in testosterone. We haven't had that tested. We get our health care through, I'm retired military, so we get it through the Army system. And
sure,
they don't much believe in all these hormone tests and stuff. But I was listening to the advertisement from Meridian Valley Lab, and yeah, I know you're associated with them.
Yes, I'm the medical director there.
So that would be a good place to get some of that testing done.
Mm-hmm.
So my other question then, which your answer was exactly what I was expecting.
Oh, good. I'm glad you're studying up, sir. Glad you're studying.
The other question I had, it's hard to get back and forth from Olympia to Kent these days.
We would love
to come and see your clinic, but how can we know if we can find a naturopath in our area, a naturopathic doctor that follows your same line of thinking? Because there's, as you know, a lot of varied and sundrious, shall we say, opinions or information or misinformation amongst the field. Is there a certain school we should look for? Can you give referrals, or how's that work?
Okay, well, doctors are like that, sir. You get three doctors in a room, you're going to get four or five different opinions. And the only profession that's worse is attorneys. You get three attorneys in a room, you get 12 different opinions. But that's another story.
Yeah.
So
and none of them are right.
Well, only sometimes. But no,
cost you money. Let's put it that way.
There is that, yeah. Us doctors, too. So anyway, no, I don't know anybody in the Tacoma area who follows along on the protocols that we mostly use at Tacoma Clinic. But there is one lucky thing, sir, and that is it's called telemedicine. We only ask that people, and because this is both good sense, because we want to check a person over, see if we can find some things in a physical exam that just simply wouldn't be found any other way. And I do not mean breast checks and prostate checks. We leave that to a person's local doc. But there's a lot of things that can be found on a physical exam that, oops, this person needs that vitamin, that mineral, and you would not know it otherwise.
Sure. I know you can look at fingernails and tell more about a person than.
Well, there is that too, sir. So anyway, we only ask that people come on over once. After that, I'm quite familiar with those traffic patterns, and I won't digress into politics here, but they're unnecessary. Anyway, and after that, we're more than happy to talk with people on the phone about what's going on with them, sir. So it's just a matter of one
visit. So if we made appointments for both of us and came up there for one day, one whatever, how long that takes, could be all day getting back and forth, but then most of what we would want we could do over the telephone after that, huh?
Absolutely so,
internet,
sir.
Or something.
Yes, no, over the telephone.
Okay.
We do most of it over the telephone, and then the minor details that the medical assistant handles, those are done by email.
Okay. So what number do I call? 812-9988?
That's the one, sir.
And what was the prefix on that? Is that an 888?
Yeah, good old 206-999.
Oh, 206.
206-812-9988.
Okay. and we can call there and we could arrange appointments like for both of us. We've been wanting to see a naturopathic doctor. When I look on their websites and stuff, I can't make heads nor tails out of what they're going to do, you know. Some of them I know can see are into weird stuff, and so maybe we should just come up there and see you at the Tahoma Clinic.
Like I say, we just require once.
Okay. Well, thank you very much, and we'll consider that, and one of your docs may be seeing us. Doesn't make any difference which doc, I don't guess. So,
pretty much not. If you're particularly interested in hormones, everybody knows about those, and everybody knows about a lot of other topics, too.
Okay. Well, thank you very much, sir. Appreciate your time.
You're welcome, and thank you for calling, sir.